Here's to the finest crew in Starfleet.
Engage.
Jean Picard of the USS Enterprise.
Make it so. Make it so.
Jean Picard.
Hey, welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And hi, Red Bear.
We open the entire thing up with the Picard song from Dark Materia. Bear, what is going on?
How you feel? Thanks and stuff. I feel great.
This is the show where we drop geek and nerd knowledge in you every week from 9 to 10 p.m. And we're
Except
gonna,
last week.
We're online. Except last week. That was a big thing. But we are back.
You got as much hate as Niantic, huh?
No. And you'll discover shortly why. Or why not? We are back. Bear, we have a website where all of our stuff, all of our news reviews, our podcast, the cut and dried audio, the cut and wet audio, and just everything is on that website. What
if
is the website?
If we leave it there too long, it'll get dry. Yep. But you can go over to exppoints.com. Remember, double tap the P.
We also have social media, Google+, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. They're all two syllable words. At exppoints.com/social. You remember double tap?
I even have a single video on the YouTube channel.
You put a video up, and you know what? You're working on other stuff.
I am.
We are doing weekly posts of Drinking Game.
I have learned that I do not look good on camera.
That's why I don't have a camera facing me.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have weekly posts now of Drinking Game. I think I'm going through Black Mesa right now, and I played a lot of this. Like, 1 week, I just, drank a lot and played Black Mesa. But we're only posting them every Friday. So, Black Mesa, I think I'm going to be doing some classic games, maybe some Advent Rising or Sin Emergence or something. I don't know. I was thinking about doing some stuff, but... Got to get to drinking. We are going to cut to a song, come back and tell what we did this past, I guess, week, 2 weeks.
Whatever.
This is History Repeating by the Megas, Part 1 and Part 2. It's the super long, super cut of our History Repeating. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Point. On Southeastern Zone,
90.9 FM KSLU.
We're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
That was History Repeating by the Megas, Part 1 and Part 2. Awesome, I guess, awesome two-parter song. It opened up, I think, their entire Blue album or Red album. I think it was the Red album. And it was really, really good. Really liked that song. Let's talk about what we did for the past, I guess, 2 weeks. 1 week, 2 weeks, up to you, Bear. Start.
Okay.
What'd you do?
Well, my fault that we didn't have a show last week because I was in the middle of moving.
Oh, yeah.
And so I've moved now to a new place and spent most of that time getting everything just set up and moved, honestly.
Moving's interesting because
it sucks, but it's awesome.
You get to get rid of all the stuff you actually don't need, and then you get to get stuff. You get to go to Target or go to Walmart and be like, what mainstay stuff can I get to help me survive this move?
So that was actually interesting. So I went by Bed Bath & Beyond and got a couple of things or whatever, just to make the apartment nicer.
Right.
But then all my necessities, I set up Amazon subscription.
Save?
Yeah, subscribe and save for.
Very cool.
So, for a few days, though, I didn't have any supplies.
Right. But then they come in.
But then, everything comes in. But it's I was, camping in my own apartment.
Nice.
And they're, just waiting on toilet paper and stuff to come in. It was interesting.
I have, the problem with subscribe and save is if you don't use all of it in the month, 2 month, 3 month cycle, then you start to get a big backlog of stuff. I probably got a gallon of Nivea 3-in-1 body wash hair thing.
Man, maybe you should wash your hair every now and then.
I wash it every day.
Wow, you shouldn't do that.
I don't use a lot of shampoo. And then I think I've got, it's like the Dollar Shave Club.
Dollar Shave Club, actually. My razors came in. And they're actually really nice. I got the Executive.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. The $9 one?
Yeah.
I have so many extra razors now, I'll never run out. I could probably start selling
them. You're supposed
to
change it once a week.
Change it once a week. I don't shave, but once every two, once every three.
Oh, okay, fine.
So it's really not very economical for me. But anyway, continue.
Wow. Okay. What else I did besides move? Cats moving.
You were playing some games, weren't
I
you?
I did play. So internet. Let's talk about that for a second. Setting up everything, you have to get internet, first thing, right? And I was kind of upset it wasn't already ready by the time I got there.
Don't they know who's going to live here?
Basically. And then all that they had was 18 meg U-verse.
That's three times my speed.
I mean,
three times.
I hate. Okay, so can I just hate on this for a second?
Go ahead.
They call it fiber. I'm sorry, it's fiber to the node and copper from the node to your house. That's not fiber. I've had fiber internet.
I just don't. I don't see how you can complain about speeds and three times my speed.
Because I'm clearly the most first world person in this room right now.
Obviously.
So anyway, they also charged me, I think, like $150 to hook up the internet.
I thought that's like free installation, right?
Well, I was really mad at first because I'm like, dude, I could just plug in a modem and call because that's what you do.
Right.
But it turned out the entire apartment was wired wrong and it took three technicians to get my internet working.
Huh.
And then it worked for a few hours and then like four nodes in the area went down.
That's why you gotta
so you gotta build. I may have accidentally knocked out half of Mandeville's power. Or internet.
Sorry, buddy.
Sorry, guys.
My bad. Bear's bad.
Once I had internet finally up and running and stable, I played some more Star Citizen.
Oh yeah.
I had upgraded my ship from the Freelancer. I went ahead and went with the Connie. And that's a multi-crew ship.
Yeah.
It's big.
Yeah. Of course it big. Is.
I like it. It's a really nice ship. I do like it. But I definitely can tell if I'm soloing with it, like, I feel like I'm a sitting duck. It's not.
You can't. You're like,
well,
all
you
right,
can you
gonna,
can fly and shoot
I'm,
and everything.
I'm going to fly this. Well, I feel like in a real ship, like, the controls for flying the ship and the controls for shooting the guns, they wouldn't be in the same control console.
Right.
So you'd have to, like, put, like, circle autopilot and, like, you know, get a rubber band and pull the joystick one way and then go and run across
the ship.
It would
be funny if they wouldn't make you go to a different console.
Yeah, go to the different console.
So you can do both at the same time, but it's obviously not as effective as a smaller ship.
Well, no.
And especially when you could have another officer dedicated to
the weapon
systems. I
remember Star Wars, okay? I remember Han and Luke.
And that's another thing. Like, actually, so there's turrets in there. Then they totally ripped that straight from the Falcon.
Well, I mean.
But the thing is, I can't fly the ship and the manned turret, or both turrets, and the little snub fighter in the back.
You need seven
so
people for this.
If you had, I'd say you need at least a crew, like 3 to 4 people would be great. And if you had that, this would be a very effective ship.
I guess you're not exploring. You don't need somebody in the exploration console
not
during
yet
a fight.
Yeah. Now, I did actually buy the exploration model, which is not ready yet because I'm stupid and buy things that aren't prepared.
Yeah.
So I think it's the base model is what they give you until it's ready.
Until they can get it. You just, hey, look, the flying's going to be the same. The shooting's going to be sort of the same.
I will say one very fun thing to do is just fly out to space and then go stand on the cargo bay and lower the cargo bay. So then you just lower into the space. It is amazing. Well,
you have to record that. And
I will.
Upload it.
And yes, and the game is still very glitchy.
It'll be three times the speed of my internet upload.
Oh.
Well, very cool. So you played just a ton of Star Citizen then.
So yeah, I played some Star Citizen. Well, most of my time was just moving and unpacking things and all that fun stuff. I think I'm going to check out the local card shop. They got Big Easy Comics out there.
Yep.
So I'm going to check them out Friday and see if anyone's playing Magic or anything. And, I mean, that's pretty much what I've been doing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, then.
A little bit of Pokemon Go.
I
need to level up some more.
I have been playing a lot of... I actually got back into Destiny.
Oh, okay.
Playing some Destiny. Iron thing's coming. And I'm ready for it because I want to change. But at the same time, like, I don't think I've ever done a raid in Destiny. I never did that type of in-game content.
I gotcha.
I need to just get some friends.
I have been playing
WoW
on and off, I will say. I haven't paid for WoW yet.
You're still in, like, the free version?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been playing it, like, I'm playing it so infrequently that I don't feel like I should pay for it.
That's a very adult way to handle that.
Yeah.
I am proud of you.
Aww.
They grow up so fast.
I can be an adult.
I
mean, I haven't paid taxes in 6 years, but I can be an adult.
Oh, you need to pay taxes.
Oh.
You need to definitely pay them taxes. Well. This is evidence now.
I mean, pay your taxes.
Pay your taxes.
Okay. I know you may not want to, but you really should.
No,
I do.
I played Destiny. I'm playing a lot of Uncharted 4. I just got to one of the big main plot points towards the end, I guess, of Uncharted 4. It's starting to come together, I think. And beautiful game. Fantastic. The game's huge. The game's
we're not doing this.
So good.
I hate you.
I'm
this
so
is
I,
me hating
I, over
you.
The last couple weeks I redid my entire office. I
I've noticed.
I built a desk. I bought a super wide 21:9 aspect ratio monitor, the LG version of
that. I'm not jealous. Nope, not me.
And then I got a 4K TV to put on top. And I've experienced good things and bad things of 4K. I'll probably be doing a big write-up and maybe a video about the whole setup. But I'll say right now, you know, and I think Linus off of Linus Tech Tips.
Yeah,
he said it about, and again, like, I watch a ton of his videos.
I'll say that's actually a really great channel.
That's a really good channel. I'll throw that out there. You know, he certainly gets. I would really like to get the opportunity to demo some of the things that his company gets to demo, because it's super nice. But we have 34-inch 21:9 aspect ratio monitors at work, or I do. That are, they're Dells. They're the Dell versions. They're the U3415.
Those are nice.
W. I really like that, but I didn't want to get that for my home office. I wanted to get something that was more that had Thunderbolt. That
right, I can see that.
That was Mac compatible, specifically because I have a big MacBook Pro, big 17-inch MacBook Pro that I'm going to use, you know, in with that. So I went for the LG version after talking to, or after looking at that video. And I'll say the same thing. I thought what I wanted in life was 4K. I thought that's where we were going. But 4K doesn't look like, there's nothing that does 4K right now that's worth your time. 21:9, that's 2K. That's 2160. I think that's 2160. Yeah. That's a super nice 3440 by 1440. I guess it's 1440p is what they're calling
it. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Super widescreen, cinematic for all those good things, like the movies and TV shows, and it's super high def anyway. You know, it's not, you're not going to care about 4K.
You're talking about, I'm actually looking at projectors right now for my new apartment.
Right.
So you're saying I shouldn't look towards the 4Ks? 1080p would be great?
No. 1080p is the majority of, like, all the content out there. 4K, you know, there's a few things shot in 4K. Television shows that are going to be on Netflix and porn. Those two things.
Well, okay, going 4K.
Those two things are most.
But 4K does scale down 1:1 to 1080p for the record.
And 1080p scales up to 4K, and it doesn't
1:1.
It doesn't look terrible. Yeah, it scales up and down. It doesn't look terrible. You can get plenty of 4K upscalers and pass throughs. I would just say, you know, you're going to be, there's not so much content out there for 4K right now. 4K is like that golden chalice, that super thing that, you know, if you have money or you want to be like a bad, you know, you want to have the best technology.
I just want to be cool enough to have a projector. That's pretty much, I'm not going to have a movie theater.
I want to say then you want to have 1080p, you know, if you're going to be watching this and it's not going to be in the most perfect environment, it's not going to be in a super controlled room
or
whatever.
Right, no, I have cats.
1080p is going to be the best thing. And
there is no control when you have cats.
No. They control your life. Played a couple more games. Played some Pokemon Go.
You know, obviously, Pokemon who hasn't? Go.
That's going to be a big part of this show. We're going to cut the two songs, come back, and we're going to talk about just how big of a part of the show it is, because that's probably the next segment. Power user by... Oh, hold on. Before I cut to that.
Okay, fine.
So I had a power user moment. Couldn't sleep the other night. Couldn't sleep. Woke up at around 3:30 and booted my, or 3 o'clock in the morning. Booted my computer, and I noticed for a while, I haven't really had time to look at it, but I don't have all the time in the world.
Yeah.
Like at night in the morning when I'm waking up, that my computer has been taking a long time to boot. I'm booting off of an SSD, an 850 from Samsung.
Dang, you found my Trojan horse.
Yeah, I did.
Crap.
I see that it was taking minutes to boot on an SSD in Windows 10.
There's that's no terrible. Reason.
So I go into my BIOS and I turn all the stuff off that I don't need. And that didn't speed it up. So I'm like, all right. I remember for the longest time, Windows has this thing where
you
can
download
see
more RAM?
No. I have RAM. I'm good on RAM. There's a part in Windows, it used to be, where you could load into safe mode, but if you didn't want to load into safe mode, you could still see your driver list as it's loaded.
Right.
So I thought, I have a bad driver somewhere. Instead of like destroying all my drivers and redoing all my drivers, let me just enable this. I go into msconfig, I enable it so that the next time it starts up, it's going to print out everything that it's doing instead of just that stupid spinny thing. What I didn't notice, or I noticed I didn't give much thought to, because Windows 8.1 was upgraded to Windows 10. So sometimes what software companies do and what Microsoft has done sometimes is that even though it says Windows 10 and Windows 8.1, technically it's kernel version 6. Right. Like, that's just a thing. It's 6 with a build number behind it. So whenever you say, what's kernel version 6? Well, if you ask some pieces of Microsoft, it says that's Windows Vista. If you ask other parts of Microsoft, they say, oh, that's Windows 10. Or if you ask other, it's Windows 8. Or if you ask other, it's Windows 7. So whenever I saw this, it didn't really bother me. But in MSConfig, it says the next bootable OS is going to be Windows 8.1. I was like, whatever. That's just probably their way of interpreting Windows 10. They never patched
that.
Which is weird, but whatever.
Well, yeah, no, see, they really like, when you start digging into tech stuff like that, you see weird things.
Yeah, there's so weird little duct tape band-aid
doesn't always
pieces.
Just stand out.
No, they really meant Windows 8.1, which didn't exist on my system, I think. So whenever I restarted it, it just wouldn't start back up.
That's
it would
so
just
crazy.
Blank out and say, we have a problem, run startup repair, which never helps.
No, it really
doesn't. Startup
does
repair doesn't do anything. It is that stage where you become, that's acceptance. That's the stage right before acceptance.
That's what it gives you the time to get to acceptance.
I guess.
But before we cut to the song, I just want to mention, I did order a new phone, so I'm waiting on that to come in. I went ahead and sprung for the Nexus 6P. Yeah, it's $100 off right now, by the way. And that's because in October, they're probably going to drop the new ones.
Yep.
But my phone is shattered and becoming non-responsive.
Yeah, I think you were peeling it apart yesterday.
The top won't stay connected anymore.
Yeah.
So get a new phone, right?
Just to end out that story, I ended up bringing my computer up to work. And when I had some free time at lunch, I ended up fixing everything. It runs fast now. Mm. I totally figured out the problem. It was a weird driver issue. So, fixed my boot, didn't have to restore everything. Everything was great. So,
yay!
All's well that ends well. Now I have to take it home from work.
And that thing is giant. I've seen it
in
your office.
It's a full size extended ATX.
I so love having a high end laptop.
All right, we are going to cut two songs. Power Used by MC Frontalot. That's for what I did. 20% Cooler by Ken Ashcore.
That's what I did.
We're 20% Cooler. We'll catch you after the break.
I'm MG. And I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard 20% Cooler by Ken Ashcourt. Before that, Power User by MC Frontalot. Let's get to the hate.
So much hate.
But before the
and
hate.
And it's not even about me. Yay.
Before the hate. If you did not get your Windows 10 upgrade.
Forced, choke-fed upgrade.
If you didn't get that yet, well.
Now you got to pay to have
you,
it force
you,
fed?
You may have to. July 29th was the last, I guess, day. For the update for Windows 10 to get to upgrade from Windows 7 or Windows 8.1 for free to Windows 10 from Microsoft. Now it's $120 for the normal version and $200 for the pro version.
So I guess this means all my friends that have been actively disabling everything to not get 10 now can stop worrying.
I don't know that it actually removes the upgrade to Windows 10 thing. I would expect that now it just says buy Windows 10, but still upgrade. You know, I can't verify
it locks
that.
Windows now.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not a confirmed thing, guys.
No, that's not a confirmed thing.
But
though, you know what?
Hilarious to me.
It's the anniversary update. Just got published yesterday. The feature
I need
pack
to go
for
check
Windows
my laptop.
10. It's pretty neat. It adds a whole suite of tools for like this guy for the Surface Book. Mm. I can go ahead and it does more when I click this instead of just launching OneNote, which is nice. It doesn't do it now that I'm trying it. But,
that's always how it works, too, huh? When you're demoing something.
Never works the way you need it to. Nah. But the anniversary update does look pretty good.
Yeah, that is definitely not the update that's got some hate.
It got a lot of hate.
It's got hate, but I think in comparison, it's okay.
I
which is probably great. I mean, that's how you do politics, right?
In comparison to what we're about to touch on.
I mean, basically, it's the Hindenburg.
Well,
I was on Reddit. That's what it sounded like.
Oh, you're talking about what we're about to talk about.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Let's get to that then. The news.
Okay.
Pokemon Go.
Woo-wee! Oh, boy!
Pokemon went and pissed off all their players.
I mean, guys, I'm kind of okay.
Okay,
here we go.
Here we go.
I mean, I hate Niantic.
A little bit earlier this week, Pokemon Go had an update, and it fixed the three-step glitch by just getting rid of that feature completely.
You know what? As a software developer, I'm going to start fixing my glitches that way.
Hey, it didn't work, so
every
we took
time,
it out.
Every time a user complains, feature's gone.
Sir, why didn't you fix it? Well, we did. No, you removed it. Right, it's not broken anymore.
Not a problem.
It's not even there anymore. Well, it's not broken anymore, you know? So they did more than
that,
right?
That
they allowed you to customize your avatar after the fact. They allowed you to, or they adjusted some battle damage, changed some animations, fixed memory issues, did different calculations. updated some text stuff. Anyway, they could have fixed it, or I guess they could have worked on fixing it. There's two parts, right? There's the it didn't work, so we got rid of it. Or it's not working, we're working on it, but you don't get to play with it until it's fully working, which I can understand that.
Well,
but it's not like Niantic is a small company. Like,
no,
it's not like
you
Google
would. It seems like that would be a feature they would have tested. Okay, you can't test everything, people.
Right.
But
especially to load. You can't simulate million users.
Because at first I heard... Because remember, at first it worked. It was just a little wonky.
Yeah.
But then I heard it was a performance issue because I had to hit the server so much to get the distances of all these Pokemon
right.
for every player.
Every 5 seconds it was
And then as
the
they
server.
Went live with more countries, it just glitched out and told right. everyone they're fully away.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've had a lot of issue with load.
Well, that's not the only issues they've had.
Continue on.
So there were some games, or there were some apps or some websites, Pokemon Radar Go, PokeVision. There were these Pokemon Go trackers.
Right.
Well, they got shut down. We don't know why they shut down, but we probably understand that whenever they made this big update, it broke the API backend that was supplying that data.
Right. Probably intentionally.
Probably intentionally. You know, it's. For reasonable reasons, but from a company standpoint, I think it probably makes sense for Niantic to protect their backend APIs.
Right.
But so it gets crazy.
Still wish we had it.
It gets crazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Especially considering the tracker now is.
Yeah, because their tracker doesn't work.
Their tracker doesn't
even
exist.
It doesn't
even
exist.
So when that tracker was patched out and all of the things like PokeVision were shut down, the Pokemon Go players started asking for in-app refunds for all the purchases that they made inside the game. This was crazy, right? Because they said, well, we were getting around it by using PokeVision. When your tracker, your three-step thing wasn't working.
I would say, honestly, personally, I don't even know how I feel about the refund thing. Because I can see if someone... Because the track... was there any items that, added to tracking or anything?
There wasn't items that added to tracking, but what these players are suggesting was that we wouldn't have purchased these items to just wait around and randomly encounter a Pokemon we wanted. We were using PokeVision and the tracker to find Pokemon we explicitly wanted, and the items we bought were to fulfill that end, not to just wander
right.
around aimlessly in a landscape of green and leaves and just find a Pokemon and it's a Pidgey. Well,
it's always a Pidgey.
It's a Pidgey. Why did I even burn a lucky egg for this? You know, why did I burn incense? Why did I lure this thing if it's nothing but Pidgeys? You know, if there's not something I'm wanting to catch, why am
right.
I going to waste my time? So what they were suggesting was because I knew that this was an option to catch and track and viable. A viable option to catch these things or to track these things, I bought items to fulfill that want.
Right.
And now, since I can't do that, I want my money back.
I mean, yeah, and the apparently Pokemon's agreed, which, so good
right.
on them.
Yeah, they've been getting their stuff
I've
back.
Also said that would be, honestly, if Nintendo chose not to agree or Pokemon chose not to agree with that, I'd say it's a hard argument to make, really.
Yeah, I mean...
Because, I mean, you're relying on a third-party app, and sure, if you didn't get the experience you were wanting, but that wasn't the point.
I think probably at this point...
But the fact that they're refunding is great.
The fact that it is, I think, at this point, they don't really want any more negativity about this.
Yeah.
But there's more.
Yeah, there's more, but hold on. I just mentioned, I accidentally said Nintendo at first. So have you been watching Nintendo stock prices lately?
I know they went up, and then they dropped some, but
they
it was still
They dropped
up.
Some. Well, you know why?
No.
Okay, so...
Because people realize they don't actually own Pokemon.
Yeah, all these investors assume Nintendo owned Pokemon.
No.
And then, a few days later, they all found out, and they're like, oh... So then they dropped several points.
Yeah, they're still up.
Oh, they're still up.
You know,
I mean, I just found that to be hilarious.
No, it's for those that don't realize, Niantic did this, Game Freak did the other things, and then Pokemon Company.
The Pokemon Company is its own company.
Mm. Right. Okay.
Exclusively on Nintendo products, except for now.
So. Does the word or does the guy Yang Li mean anything to you? No, it doesn't.
No.
But you use Pokemon Vision.
I did?
This guy. He's the proprietor of Pokemon Vision. He's the one guy that is that made it. And he wrote something. He posted something online. I'm going to read it. And it's in its entirety.
Letter.
Yeah.
I have not read it.
Heartfelt letter. Quote. And if I say something wrong, I'm sorry. PokeVision at this time has grown to almost 50 million unique users and 11 million daily.
It's a lot.
Let that sink in for a second. Half of the player base of Pokemon Go stopped by. Quotes are hard, by the way.
Quotes are hard, guys.
And
they don't read them.
They didn't do so to cheat. The game was simply too unbearable to play in its current state for many. Note, not all. The main attraction wasn't that they got to have an advantage with PokeVision. The main attraction was that they allowed them to play Pokemon Go more. This is what everyone wants, to play Pokemon Go more. When we closed PokeVision out of respect for your wishes and at your request, one of which came directly from you, John, we trusted you guys fully in allowing the community to grow. I literally cannot express this more. We just want to play the game. We can handle the bugs every now and then, but please at least tell us you guys care. Yes, PokeVision does give some advantages that may be too much, but is it all that bad? Pokemon has survived 20 years, even grown, I would say, and Pokemon Go made it even bigger. If the argument is that, well, if you catch a Snorlax you weren't supposed to find, but you found it on PokeVision, it might make you play less, if that was your argument, I'd have to disagree. I'll still catch a damn Snorlax even if I have 20 of them, just like millions of us have caught probably over 100 Pidgeys or Zubats each.
No, I only caught the first one I saw.
Pokemon is everlasting. The same 151 Pokemon have been around for 20 years. If 80 million people downloaded and played Pokemon
That's
Go within
crazy.
A week before it even released in multiple major countries isn't an indication that no one can be sick of Pokemon, I don't know what is. After disabling the in-game tracker in PokeVision, the ratings on iOS and Android Google Play Store went from 4.0s to 1.0 and to 1.5 stars. Am I the only person? I am only one person. I admit that my sole opinion is not important, but what about the countless players begging for the games to be restored to their former state? I may be biased in saying that PokeVision being down had an impact on the amount of negative ratings, refund requests, and outcry on social media, but could it be true? Nothing has changed between the time the in-game tracker broke and PokeVision went down. Could it just be possible that the tracker, no matter if PokeVision made it or Niantic made it, is something that players desperately need, not want, but need, in order to play the game? Could it be possible that this is the very core fundamental feature that drives most players? I understand that there are some that want to talk about around and walk about around and stumble on random Pokemon, to each their own, but 50 million unique users and 11 million daily and the ratings on your app with no significant changes to itself are big indicators of the desire. Are customers always right, especially if over half of them are looking for an outside fix just so that they can enjoy something they love? People are naturally inquisitive, and in this case, just want to play more and more, so they sought out something that helps them to do so. End quote.
And I do not disagree with him, honestly.
I don't disagree with him. I think people want to play Pokemon Go. I
certainly do. I'd love to know where Pokemon are that I want to get, especially ones I don't have yet.
I've almost run over people like on campus just trying to play Pokemon Go and not listening to Gyarados at the beginning. Watch where you're going. Be mindful of your surroundings.
They even made it a pop-up now.
I don't disagree with it. You know, it sucks that this is something that's kind of hitting players. Because
yeah,
I believe players do want to just play the game. I believe they want to play the game, and they want to have fun, and they want to get to the battle stage, and they want to take the gyms, they want to represent and have the stupid internet memes. That's what they want.
I still want classic battles, but I'm old.
Well,
I've been playing Pokemon since 98. Leave me alone.
It does not stop there, though. The community, Reddit's on fire, by the way. Don't
yeah,
go
no,
to Pokemon
like,
the subreddit. It is
almost as scary as the Trump subreddit.
It is hate and toxic, like just internet waste. But Pokemon Go players are still getting upset because in addition to the previous updates that we've talked about, Pokemon are now harder to catch. They now break out of balls easier. They now run away faster. They move around more, wasting more Pokeballs. And the argument here is that because Pokeballs are something that, while you can earn them in-game and catch them in-game, Pokeballs are something you can charge money for.
Right. I have so many Pokeballs, but I sit between two.
Right. On campus, we're like, oh, I'm going to go to lunch, but take a walk before I go to lunch. Well, we can hit up 15 Pokestops, replenish your supply, you know, for the day. So it's not bad for us, but for people that live in rural areas.
Right, where there's no Pokemon anywhere.
That's a problem. But then also another change that they made was the scanner that used to go off every 5 seconds now goes off every 10 seconds. So if you're in a car or on a bus or on a bike or something, your Pokemon aren't going to spawn as long as you're moving because you're going to move farther away from where the spawn point is before they have
That's
a chance
unfortunate.
To spawn. It's really weird.
It's probably a battery saving thing they're trying to go for.
Maybe. I don't know. But I would still like to be able to turn my screen off.
It'd be nice if they had like a performance setting where you could change that.
I want to be able to feed things. And this is I've talked to several mobile developers and they're all like, yeah, you know, this is a bad app. The Pokemon Go is a bad
app. Oh no,
app.
It's a terrible app. It really is.
You should be able to push notifications to the front end. You should be able to let it run in the back behind everything. This is not a good app, but We're going to cut two songs, come back, talk about some more stuff. Critical Hit by No More Kings and The Songbird Sings by Dan Bull. Catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. Still Experience Points, but unfortunately, we are out of time.
Hello,
I'm MG.
Hello, I'm Red Bear.
You just heard And the Songbird Sings by Dan Bull. Before that, Critical Hit by No More Kings. As said, we are out of time. We we were going to talk about some stuff around No Man's Sky, but in a week it'll be out and it won't really matter anymore. And then
I promise I won't give any spoilers.
Yeah, the news that's going to be news or whatever, that's going to be next week too. So we'll just go ahead and we'll end it on a good note. Bear, we have all of our news, reviews, our podcasts, all of our audio as soon as I upload it, and all of our YouTube stuff and everything gets filtered all this place too. What is the website?
Exppoints.com. Remember to double tap the P.
I could tell that you wanted to say the website right when I started. I just kept adding things on. I'm like, it's the place where you can get all of the info. It's the one-stop shop.
I always feel like you're quizzing me, too. And you've been quizzing me for years now on
the
website.
And you're like, I hope I get this right. It's cexppoints.com. Double tap the P. We also have social media, Facebook, Google Play, Google Plus. Yeah, I mean, that's there, too. Stitcher. All of that stuff is on our social media landing page at exppoints.com/social. Forgot for a second. / social.
Whoa, dude, I'm going to quiz you.
Yeah, yep.
Also, please, if you want an audio player real quick for Android, Phonograph, check it.
What?
Phonograph, check it.
Phonograph?
Yeah.
An audio player?
Audio player. Music.
Oh, an audio player.
Yeah, audio player.
You can't. I was like, if you wanted to listen to a play with audio. Actually,
I randomly thought of that, guys. So go check it out in the App Store. I like it.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah. And if I like it, it's good.
Audio player and Prisma. It's the things we're doing today. It's the app of the day. It's the app of the week. Yeah! We are out of time, but we are going to leave you with This City Made Us by the Proto Man. Proto Men.
The one Proto Man to rule them all.
Better than that Mighty Number guy. It's true,
hurts.
Too. We will catch you guys next week, next Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. I guess it's not going to be – that'll be the last summer show because then
we're
school
out of a half
semester.
Season now?
Yeah, we're on a half season now. That'll be the last summer show, and then it's going to go into the semester, and we'll be on, I guess, season –
and we'll have a student or two. They'll be in the dorms forced to listen to
season
us.
Season 11. They don't have the radio playing in the dorms all the time. That's not – and they have the
internet. Oh, I'm fixing that.
Oh, okay. We're going to install tiny little speakers.
It's going to be very Orwellian.
That's it. You go into the elevators. It's just KSLU.
I do feel like that when I walk through the student union because they play the station. Yeah. It feels very Orwellian to me.
We're going to leave you with This City Made Us by the Proto Man. We'll catch you next week. Take it easy. I'm MG.
Have fun. I'm Red Bear.
This has been Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Was a moment in the darkness.